Hello and welcome to Sustainability is Sexy, the podcast where we talk about all things sustainable, from regenerative agriculture, alternative to single-use plastic, and everything in between. I'm your host, Liz Murphy, and each episode I will talk to leaders in the sustainability space to provide insights, innovation, and inspiration for all of us to create a healthier planet. Today, I'm joined by Sophie Haig, the founder of Positive Fee, a sustainable clothing swap shop experience here in San Diego. Welcome to the podcast, Sophie.
Thank you so much, Liz. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, it is amazing how many people I get to meet on this podcast that just inspire me. And what I've seen so far of Positive Fee, I'm just very, very happy to have you here and can't wait to hear more about what you do.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really happy to be a part of this podcast. I think what you're doing is really, really amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you're a part of it. So let's just jump right in, start with your background. I find that talking to the people on this show about where they come from, it really gives us some insight into why they're doing what they're doing with a sustainable business. So have you always been in the fashion industry?
Yes, I have. So basically, my career within fashion started when I left my hometown of Oxford, which is in England. As you can tell by my accent, that's where I grew up. So when I was 18, I moved to London and I started to study and intern and work within the fashion industry at that age. So it's all I've ever been immersed in, really. And during my time in London, I really just got stuck in with just exploring the industry, and I worked in all different sectors of the business side. So whether that was styling, events, working at events such as London and Paris Fashion Weeks. And so, yes, to answer your question, fashion is my area. That's where I've always worked.
Yeah. And going from, you know, thinking about like London Fashion Week to, you know, we'll get into what Positive Fee does momentarily, but that's a pretty big shift, I would think. Is there something that you saw within the industry that inspired you to move in a more sustainable direction?
Well, actually, it's an interesting question, because when I was working within fashion, it's such a fast-paced industry that it's actually super easy to like not even be focusing on the sustainable side at that time. And that's what I observed. All different businesses that I worked with, whether it was the really small emerging designers, whether it was luxury high-end, really established luxury designers, or even the high street retailers, a lot of these companies are just, they're just going, because it's such a fast-paced industry. So actually what I observed was the lack of sustainable awareness. And I mean, this was prior to my time in San Diego. I've been here just over 2 years. So I do think there has been a big shift, especially with the pandemic. Generally, so I can't speak for the last few years because I haven't been in London during that time. But my observation was the lack of sustainable awareness, which is what really, really motivated me to then create my own business within fashion that is zero waste and sustainably focused.
Yeah. And so that's Positive Fee. So let's talk about that. What do you offer?
So Positive Fee is a unique thrifting experience. What I offer is by appointment only services, where the client will pay a flat fee and they basically get the shop to themselves. So they can come by themselves or come with a friend or a small group of friends, and they get to a shop and just fill a bag. And the idea behind it is that by swapping out their items, so they bring a bag of clothes that no longer are items that serve them. So, you know, that dress you've had sitting in your closet that you wore to one party and you're never going to wear again, or just something that you were gifted that still has its tag on that you're just never drawn to wear. We all have these items in our closet. And so by paying a flat fee, bringing those items, and then you get to have full range of the shop and fill a bag of new to you clothes. And so it gives complete flexibility as well as to what you can choose. I have everything from clothes, shoes, accessories, swimwear, everything you can imagine. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a an experience as well as a sustainable shopping.
Yeah, that makes me very excited. When you were explaining it, I kind of felt like my whole body light up. Like, it just, like, when you hear an idea that is so incredibly simple, but somehow new, and so, so important, it just inspires me so much. So first of all, thank you for what you're doing, because that is amazing. So in addition to the shop, I think you have a couple of other things as well, right, that you offer service-wise?
Yes. So additionally to the swap shop experience, I also offer the service of upcycling. So upcycling is basically taking an item and making it into something new. So when it comes to clothes, if there's an item that you never wear because it has, I don't know, a stain on it or a small hole, or it's a sweater or something that's no longer in good condition, a lot of the time those items just get thrown away, and actually 80% of all clothes end up in landfill. So with that inspiring me, I created this upcycling network. So how it works is, alongside the donations of the good conditioned items, I also give clients the option to bring any items that they no longer can wear because of some damage. And so with those items, I work with a local community of women creatives. And together we will all upcycle these items into new items that are then available for sale at positive fee alongside the swap appointment. So it's a way to support the women in your local community as well. And it's a way to save items from landfill and not be a part of this.
Yes.
Yes. Just throwing everything in the trash, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. And I personally am super excited to take advantage of the swap shop. And I know that, you know, I'm someone who's kind of newer to slow fashion. I was in the loop, you know, that I think we all kind of were raised in. And to see people like you and other, especially a lot of local women upcyclers in our community and see what they're doing, it's just really, really cool. So why then is it so important to upcycle and purchase secondhand in the fashion industry?
So because fashion is actually the second largest polluter globally behind oil, we need to take action now. It's really contributing in so many ways to these problems we're having with global warming. And there's just a huge amount of waste. The amount of clothes that are produced new each year is just, it's unsustainable. We cannot buy as many clothes that are being produced. And with the cycle being so short of clothes, a lot of clothes people will only keep for about 3 years, which is such a short time. Mm-hmm. And the amount that we've kind of been conditioned into thinking is normal to buy, especially with fast fashion. A lot of the fast fashion brands will produce 52 collections a year, literally weekly collections, which is something that is, compared to the length of the fashion industry, it's a very, very new thing. And it's really, really catching up with us now. So it's just really not an option to continue the way that we're going right now. And so that's why it's so important to purchase secondhand, because we need to keep the length of the life of clothes longer. And we need to make fashion circular. And what fashion circular means is keeping it going, like not just throwing it in the trash or in the bin, as we say in England, because the problem doesn't end there. It doesn't just go away. It then ends up in landfill. And the way that clothes are made nowadays as well, a lot of clothes are made with plastic inside them. There's so many different fibers that are used. So it's extremely hard to just recycle clothes into new clothes because of the amount of materials that are used. It's not like everything is pure wool or pure cotton. It's very rare now. So recycling isn't even necessarily an option either. So yeah. By buying secondhand and by upcycling the clothes that we can no longer wear, that's how we're going to make the difference and how we're going to make a change.
Yeah. So in addition to Positive Fee and the services that you offer, what are some suggestions or a suggestion that you have to somebody who wants to start living more sustainably in their closet, but doesn't really know where to start?
I think if you're not based in San Diego, for example, and you want to get swapping, I think that's a really good way to start. Even if you're not based here, it's something you can do with your friends, and it's something you can do within your local community. And Positive Fee itself, I do actually want to see franchised around the world. So it's something that even if you're not based here in San Diego, I think it can be replicated everywhere, because I believe that we have everything we need within our community. We don't need to be looking outside of that. And so we don't need to be relying on these corporations. I think ultimately the power is in our hands as individuals, and that we shouldn't be relying on big companies to make the changes, because while we're paying for them and supporting them, they're never going to make these changes because they need to make their business meet ends too. So my advice is to do as much as you can as an individual. So swapping is something you can do within your family, within your close circle of friends, and it's something you can do in a fun way.
I love that, because one thing that comes to mind for me is that when I was growing up, I have a lot of cousins that are kind of around my age, maybe a little bit older. And so my entire life was, you know, hand-me-downs from my cousins. And there was kind of this idea when I was growing up that that was not frowned upon, but I definitely got new clothes, but it wasn't as much as some of my friends. And now it's kind of coming back around that, oh, this is a concept that we should have been doing the whole time. You know, and now I love it so much, and I get so excited when I'm able to swap with my roommate or swap with my friends or even my mom. You know, there's something really fun about it. It's so tangible and so easy to do. So that's a really, really great suggestion.
I totally agree. And I really think as well, with the shift, and as I said before, especially with the pandemic, giving people time to think about where they put their money and how they're living, I think a lot of people have become much more aware of sustainability as being such an important thing. And with swapping, it definitely has become more trendy, in a way, to use that word maybe, but it's something also that can be done in a really fun way. I mean, when people come for an appointment with me at Positive Fee, as I said, they can bring friends, they can also upgrade their appointment to include champagne, and I do very much catered appointments, so I can offer more personalized small event led for like a bachelorette or a birthday or a pre-girls night out. And so swapping doesn't have to be this hand-me-down vibe. It can be an exciting shopping experience, but you know that you can do it without a guilty conscience, because going to the mall and buying new is unfortunately just adding to the problem.
In this series, we are talking to local sustainable business owners and organizations to highlight tangible resources within our community. Are you a local sustainable business, or do you know someone we should be talking to? Email us at sustainabilityissexythepodcast@gmail.com.
In your own life, has there been any product or practice that has really made a difference for you and you feel like it's something everyone should be doing?
So I think another big area of contributing to sustainability issues is the food industry. So I think changing simple food habits, such as taking with you like a Tupperware to take away the leftover food when you go out for dinner, or supporting restaurants or takeaway places that use recycled boxes for the food rather than plastic, or not having a straw with your drink. All these like little things can make huge differences over time. So I think those kind of practices are things I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's something that we haven't had on here yet. So I'm really excited that you brought that up, because I know similarly to, you know, a lot of industries during the pandemic, the waste increase from takeout food is just massive. And so as we, you know, as things open up a little bit more, as we're able to, you're always able to bring your own Tupperware for to put your own leftovers in. You know, it's simple little changes that you can do to make a really big impact and create an example for your friends, your family, and even somebody that might see you doing it at the restaurant and think, that's a great idea. So that's an awesome one. Thank you for bringing that up.
No worries. Yeah, it's all these little simple things. And I think as soon as you, like, I learned that from a friend, the Tupperware trick. And it's exactly as you say, as soon as you see someone else doing something, you're like, oh yeah, that's really easy, I can do that. And all it takes is a bit of effort to get these habits going, and then once they become habits, they're just what you do. So it's great that we're able to make changes.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'd love to share how people can find me. I have a presence on Instagram, so you can check me out at positive_fee, and fee is spelled P-H-E-E, and you can reach me directly there by direct message. You can check out videos of what a swap shop appointment looks like as well, and the types of items that I carry, and reach me for any questions. I also have my website, which is www.positivefee.com, and I have lots of information there as well. But I'm here to answer any questions always, so please just get in touch.
Amazing. Well, Sophie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed chatting and talking about sustainability, and I can't wait to host you soon at Positive Fee.
You can find more information, as Sophie mentioned, on Instagram at positive_fee, P-H-E-E, and online at www.positivefee.com. As always, all the resources and brands mentioned on today's podcast will be linked for your reference. And until next time, I'm Liz Murphy, sending you sustainability love from San Diego. Sustainability is Sexy is a nonprofit organization located in San Diego, California, focused on inspiring and driving innovation within our community to create real change. Learn more at sustainabilityissexy.org and find out how you can be involved.